Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Monday, December 19th, 2022. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, we end where we began, with Donald Trump. Number two, the latest on the omnibus. And number three, McCarthy's latest play. Let's start out with the top story of the day. Congress is ending, in many ways, where it began with Donald Trump. We started this Congress with the insurrection at the Capitol, January 6th, 2021. We're ending with a week filled with Donald Trump things. I guess that's the best way to say it. The January 6th Select Committee will meet today to release its final report on the deadly Capitol attack by Trump supporters. The executive summary is expected to be issued today, and the full document is expected to be released in the next couple days. The Select Committee is also expected to approve a criminal referral to the Justice Department. This includes obstructing an official proceeding of Congress, conspiracy to defraud the federal government, and insurrection, and potentially more. As we've told you for a while, additional referrals might be expected, especially against John Eastman, the Trump lawyer who came up with the, quote, fake elector plan. I mean, listen, on the criminal referral front, it is unprecedented, but the Justice Department's going to do what it wants anyway. They're not going to, I can't imagine this gives it extra weight from Congress. The committee's also going to likely, as NBC reported, refer the members of Congress who did not respond to subpoenas to the Ethics Committee. That is a pretty big cop-out in many ways, because the Ethics Committee is evenly split between Republicans and Democrats, and there's only a couple days left in this Congress, so they're not going to do anything. And even if there weren't a couple days left, again, evenly split. Also, tomorrow, Tuesday, the House Ways and Means Committee will hold a business meeting to decide whether to release all or part of Trump's tax returns from 2015 to 2020. The committee has to go into executive session to decide whether that will happen, and we anticipate it will. The impacts of this going forward, it probably leaves the door open to Republicans doing this if they're in the majority. The bigger political questions is whether there will be fallout for Trump, and whether there's anything in the tax returns that could be fodder for further investigation. The Senate Finance Committee could wade into the issue next year. They could have gotten the tax returns also. They didn't. The House did. Number two story of the day, the omnibus. I mean, Lord have mercy. We are December 19th, 4 days ahead of the next government funding deadline. We have not seen the omnibus yet. We've not seen this $1.7 trillion package. But House and Senate appropriators worked through the weekend to cobble together the $1.7 trillion package. We don't know what the exact amount is. We're saying roughly $1.7 trillion because here we are 4 days ahead of it, several thousand page bill that basically no one has seen. If the bill comes out today, the Senate can get moving on the bill by filing cloture, setting up a vote Wednesday or Thursday. This could easily go into next week at this point if any senators, namely Rand Paul, Mike Lee, anyone like that, drags it out. They need consent very desperately. Christmas is on Sunday. This could easily go into next week. The House will be able to move this quickly. There's no way to, there's no real way for anybody in the House to hold this up besides a member of the leadership, namely Kevin McCarthy, going to the floor and speaking for 8, 10, 12, 15 hours, which, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he does here.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
The number three story of the day, sticking with Kevin McCarthy. If you say it, will they come? McCarthy has a new ploy here, which is he has members of Congress putting out statements saying that he is that they will vote for him basically endlessly until he wins the speakership. Now, it's easy right now for people to say this because it's an abstract idea, and McCarthy and his team believe that McCarthy's dissenters are just annoying and have no end game. Might be true, but the only end game they need is to prevent McCarthy from getting 218 to force some difficult decisions on the House Republican Conference. Also in this vein, all of the incoming committee chairs have a new letter this morning calling on Republicans to rally around McCarthy. Not surprising here because they get their power from McCarthy. I would say this, the equation is pretty simple for McCarthy here. He's got to convince these five or so no votes to vote for him. He's got to do that by caving on the motion to vacate. That's the way I see it. It's pretty simple to me. Whether he wants to do that, will do that, has the ability to do that is up in the air. I want to add one more thing here. There is a stunning story about the newly elected Congressman-elect George Santos from Long Island, Republican, and how his biography is filled with holes, like Swiss cheese almost. It's on the front page of the Times today. There might be enough here, enough questions that Democrats could challenge seating Mr. Santos in January when the Congress comes back into session, the new Congress comes into session for the first time. We'll have to see how that works out. With that, leave us a rating and review. You can subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.